share with you some biblical perspectives on discipline and a few things that I've learned. And you're going to have to filter this, okay? For your child, what works. And so don't send me any hate email by the time we're done, because we're going to talk about some things that might be a little controversial. And you don't have to agree with me on everything, but hopefully some of these things will help you. And so if you're a parent here, or if you're a grandparent, maybe if you have a good enough relationship with your children, then maybe you can ask them for my sermon lessons and pass it on, especially if you know that they need a lot of help in this area of how to discipline a child. And I know in our family, my parents, I was the lucky one because I was the fifth one. And so they had four other rescue babies to go through, so to speak, you know, to figure out how to be better parents. And there's this little funny story that my dad always tells us. He said, with my oldest brother, while my mom and dad were studying at seminary or at college to do their bachelor's theology, they would have these prayer meetings, and the kids weren't allowed at the prayer meetings. And this one happened to be in their house. So my oldest brother, you know, when they were upstairs, and so he kept on coming down, peeking around the corner, because he wanted to meet Mama Papa, of course. And so they might want to walk up and give him a look. He kept on doing that, and while they were in the middle of praying, at one point, he came right in their midst. And of course, it's kind of like embarrassing. Everybody's looking at them, and don't you have control over your kids, and all that kind of stuff. And so my dad was just kind of had it because he kept on jumping over and going back up. And, well, let me just say this so you can understand this part. In Afrikaans, there's a word that you're supposed to kneel or bend over. It's the word buk. But it sounds a lot like the word for pray, which is written. And so, as my brother came down again for the umpteenth time, my dad got up and he ran up the stairs. My dad's right behind him. My dad said to him, "Buk, look up!" And fell down on his knees and started to pray. He said, "Please, Heavenly Father, please help my father not to pray." And he thought, my dad said, "Pray." Then my dad said, "And so that course didn't work. So he's going to get a big spanking that day." Which is a good thing. Now, one way to think about discipline, one way to define it, is in your notes there. choose. I promise you, they'll make sure you have it in mind for the next 5 years of the call. If he or she takes their lunch money and they buy a CD, well, guess what? You're going to school and you're going to be hungry. Because if we don't teach them the consequences of their wrongdoing or of their sin, we're training them that they don't have to be responsible. Because mom and dad will come to them and rescue them. choose it. And there God is the desire to say yes. Okay? But if she was a faithful parent, you could never utter that word. What would the people say to her? All this stuff. And then you've got the PayPal parents. PayPal. Right? Buying your kids off. Hey, I didn't have time to do it. Bribing the kids. You can go on and on. Okay? But a talk back to me, say, "Oh, who are you, Dad? I'm your dad. And if you don't start showing me respect, you go into your room." Well, whatever. You go